From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. Setting off fireworks can mar Utah's air quality. That's the message from the State Department of Environmental Quality and officials at the Division of Air Quality, who say concentrations of particulate matter spike around the 4th of July because of pollution from fireworks. With many larger professional fireworks displays canceled because of COVID-19, officials say they are especially concerned about an increase in what they call front porch fireworks. These are smaller fireworks, frequently set off in neighborhoods which can spark fire. The elderly, young people, and those with respiratory issues are advised to avoid areas near fireworks shows, stay indoors, and close their windows. Utah law specifies a small window for personal fireworks known as Class C. From today to July 5th for Independence Day and July 22nd through the 25th for Pioneer Day, plus various restrictions depending on county, fireworks are never allowed on public land. The State Health Department announced 499 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. That brings Utah to more than 22,700 confirmed cases since the pandemic began. So far, about 10% of the state's population has been tested for the disease. Health officials also announced one more death yesterday of a Salt Lake County man who was hospitalized when he died. Major General Jefferson Burton will step down as the head of Utah's coronavirus response before he takes office in the state legislature next year. Burton has about 60% of the votes in Utah's House District 66 following Tuesday's primary elections. He says his experience responding to the pandemic will help his work in the legislature.
One of the things that I'm going to be looking at is, lessons learned. How could we do better?
Burton faces no challengers in the general election. He says the latest he'll head up the coronavirus task force is through November. Travelers along the Wasatch Front should expect heavy delays in the lead up to the 4th of July holiday weekend. The Utah Department of Transportation says traffic is expected to peak Thursday afternoon from 3:30 to 7 and that drivers should plan accordingly. Utah will mostly suspend construction projects for the weekend, but there may still be some restrictions in place, plus cones, to protect work zones and ensure driver safety. Leaders at Dixie State University in St. George are starting to talk about a name change. The name Dixie is often associated with slavery, and the college has faced scrutiny in the past over that name. Now, as the nation reexamines symbols associated with the Confederacy, DSU is weighing its name's impact. They've resisted changing it because of its connection to Mormon settlers who moved from the South to the St. George area in the 1800s. A decision likely won't come until the state legislative session next January, and university officials have made no decision on whether they'll recommend a change. As Black Lives Matter rallies continue across the region, some counter-protesters and militia members are giving new life to an old myth. Mountain West News Bureau reporter Nate Hedgie explains.
They claim that white Irish people were enslaved here, just like Africans and indigenous people. It's being propagated by people like Robert Virgutz. He's the commander of the far-right 3%ers militia group in Montana. Here he is in a Facebook video from last month.
What was the most enslaved group of people in the United States and longest? It was not black people. It was the Irish. The Irish are the most enslaved group of people ever.
That's not true. Not by a long shot. Now, some Irish were indentured servants. It was how poor Europeans often migrated to North America, labor in exchange for their passage. It was a brutal practice, but unlike slaves, they were still considered people, and they were under a contract that limited their service to a temporary length of time. In 2016, more than 80 scholars in Irish studies signed an open letter asking a number of publications to stop propagating the claim. According to one expert, the false idea of Irish slavery has been spreading among white supremacists on the internet as far back as 1999. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
And I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.